What's up, everyone? I'm Nick.
And I'm Em.
And welcome into the Ominous Archives. Welcome, everyone. We hope everyone enjoyed their holidays, got some great family time in, and you know, got everything you wanted. How about you, Em? How are the holidays treating you?
Holidays were good. Can't complain. My cats probably have a lot to complain about. I put them in their cute little Christmas sweaters. They absolutely hated it.
Yeah. Same thing with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Put the dogs in it. Get the family pictures. It's always great. It's always good being able to get a few days off, go see family. Our family's huge. So
huge.
We're always running around from like Christmas Eve to New Year's Day to try and see everybody. But besides the holidays, here we are down here in the Ominous Archives recording episode 1.
Mm.
How's it feel?
I'm so excited. It feels great. How do you feel?
Excited, nervous. That's probably excited and nervous.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm sure you're wondering what we do down here in the archives. Well,
can you tell them?
We're going to be pulling one of our archives out each week and inviting you all to grab a seat with us at our table, because what archive doesn't have a huge table and plenty of seats, to listen and uncover some of the strangest things, most haunted places, and even some of history's mysteries. They could be solved, could be unsolved. So if you think this is up your alley, go ahead and watch your step. Come on down and grab a chair, because for episode 1, we're going to be covering the Wendigo. So the Wendigo actually doesn't just go by Wendigo. It actually has many different names it could go by, like the Wendigo, Witigo, Windy Kuka. I think that's how it's said. Witigo, Witika, Atichin, Chino, and Kiwok.
Lots of personalities.
Lots of personalities. Lots of names. Wendigo roughly translates to evil spirit that devours mankind.
Great.
Yep. So to kind of go in a little bit more detail with that, there's an article that describes the Wendigo as a monster that preys on the weak and socially disconnected and causes them to crave humans.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Another way it's described is a monster associated with the winter, and is either described as like a fearsome beast that stalks and eats humans, or is a spirit that possesses humans, making them crave human flesh.
Either way.
So either way, yeah. This is a cannibalistic thing.
Oh gosh, I hate that.
I find it interesting that like the first one talks about it preying on the weak and socially disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, you're down, you're out, you're like, you got no luck. You're just... Yeah. You're on the way. And even, you know, the first one kind of relates to the second one, as it's one's a spirit, one's talking as a monster.
Mm-hmm. It
kind of could be the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Potato,
potato. Pretty much it's either a beast created by being desperate from extreme conditions or social disconnection, or it's a spirit that possesses you. And they're always hungry, so even after they eat a meal, they are still hungry.
Perfect.
So they never can get full.
Yeah.
They never feel full. That's why they're always wanting it.
Terrifying.
They tend to live in the colder climates. Mm. So like the woodlands and lakes of Canada and northern U.S., which kind of makes sense, being associated with winter, colder areas.
I feel them on that.
So where did the Wendigo actually come from? There's two origin stories that I found. One story says that the very first Wendigo was once a hunter who was out hunting became lost, and it was a brutally cold winter. So he became like lost, cold, the hungry aspect of it. Yeah. So he was driven to crazy cannibalism because he just needed to eat something. After he killed and actually ate another human's flesh, he then transformed into this beast that began roaming the forest in search of more people to eat.
Mm-mm.
So that's the first story. The next one is that there was a warrior who made a deal with a devil to save his tribe. It doesn't say whether they were at like war or they were starving or something. It was, he made the deal with this devil to save the tribe. So part of the deal was that he gave his soul and was turned into the beast or the Wendigo when peace or hunger, whatever it was, came to the tribe to save them. And after that was all said and done, the tribe's acting, you know, okay, they're saved. Sorry, I just smacked the mic. The tribe ended up banishing him and cast him to live as an outcast.
Bang.
So there are your two origin stories of the Wendigo. I kind of like the first one.
I was just going to say, one's a little creepier. Yeah. Like
the second one, though, you could see the whole like a revenge aspect of it, because he gave his soul
literally
to save
gave
them.
His soul to save them.
And then they were just like, peace.
See ya. That's crazy. Wouldn't be me. I'd be getting my revenge.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I would. I'd kind of want it. That might be a little bit of the Scorpio in me, but
it definitely is.
So, of course, the Wendigo has never physically been spotted.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few different appearances.
How are you surviving that?
Exactly. It could be shown as like super skin with this skull and skeleton looking like they're pushing through an ashy mummy colored kind of skin.
Hate that.
So it's like really sunken in, maybe a little zombie-ish, just like not like falling apart. Some say it could be up to 15 feet tall.
Nope.
Who ends up getting bigger as it eats.
No. Absolutely not.
But they're saying
that's terrible.
There's also that it could have like, it's like pointed animal ears. Which I am making the things on my head as I say that.
You have to.
Or it could have like horns sprouting from its head. So you got like some kind of animal ear or antlers coming from its head.
I don't like the image that I'm getting of what
describing. Yeah,
I don't like it at all.
And like we'll make it a little worse because there's also saying that it flips. Could be chewed or missing as if it ate its own lips.
Oh my gosh.
And then as far as their eyes,
no.
They're sunken into the skull and they tend to be glowing like hot coals. So that red, orange, yellowy kind of color.
Hate that.
Now, with eyes like that, you would think they're probably practically blind. They can't see nothing. They are apparently said to have exceptional eyesight.
Of course
Along with an exceptional sense of smell and hearing.
Of course. Because why wouldn't they?
Why not? You're
not
getting away.
Not only are you 15 feet tall. Oh my God.
You can smell me, hear me, see me, no matter what I'm trying to do.
Crazy senses. Hate that.
You're not getting an easy escape.
Mm.
They're also said to have, every crazy, scary creature has to have some kind of teeth.
Yeah.
Theirs are said to be sharp and pointy, which I kind of feel is like if it's not sharp and pointy, it's not scary.
Yeah.
But it's also like, they always need a breath mint. Like, bro, have a tic tac.
Mm-hmm.
their breath is, it just said to smell.
Well, I can imagine, and, like, if you're eating human, you ate your own lips.
Yeah. Like, yep. Like, it's, so it's just, like, rotting and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Their body odor is said to be, like, the scent of death.
Mm-hmm.
I've never smelled that, but I've heard other, I've heard people say, like, once you've smelled it, you can't, you know, unsmell it.
Yeah.
So, in itself, I it has a great smell. How it can stand smelling itself, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that whole, like, nose blindness thing.
People have that.
So, like, we'll step it up even further.
Why?
So, if being 15 feet tall, having these crazy eyes, the sunken skin,
lips,
skeleton pushing out, eating your own lips, it also has some kind of power.
Oh.
So it's like, it could have superhuman strength and stamina, so it can just outstalk and outpower its prey. It can move with the speed of the wind across, like, deep snow, and there was an article that even said it could move across water without sinking. So this thing is just...
You're not getting away from this thing.
No, it's like a demonic Superman.
Yeah, like... Yep. Demonic good, Superman is such
good
a
luck.
Good description of it.
Right? So, if this thing's coming after you, you've... Yeah, it's...
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, babe.
Pretty much. But you probably want to know if there's a way to kill it, if you can kill it.
Is there a way?
There are a few.
Okay.
It's said that... It can be killed with a conventional weapon, like a club or a firearm, which is your best case scenario if this thing is chasing you or coming after you.
Speed of wind.
But that kind of sounds too easy to me.
Entirely. Like, I feel like that's, gun is not going to take out this big
With all
creature.
These, like, powers. Yeah. And,
a club? Yeah. Get real.
Yep. Or, yeah.
Right.
Or you have to somehow subdue it.
And which I feel like is not happening.
No. Well, I mean, on top of trying to subdue it, I mean, that would be great. All you have to do is subdue it. Like, where's Jigglypuff? Let's sing a lullaby.
Kumbaya.
But once it's subdued, you have to cut out and melt its icy heart in a hot fire.
Okay.
Can't be a cold fire. Gotta be a hot fire.
Thank you for the clarification.
I know. It specifically said hot fire.
Hot fire.
Maybe a really hot fire, like, we're talking.
Yeah. Flames.
Yes. Yeah. Don't try and do a little campfire.
With a little lighter.
We need, like, you need some heat.
You need, like, a flamethrower type heat.
Another legend says, though, that only a knowledgeable First Nation spiritual shaman could dispatch a Wendigo with a specific spell and or ceremony, or by using a silver, steel, iron, bullet, or dagger.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those in my sock drawer.
Well, I mean...
It's so situational. Yeah. Like, you're not getting away from this thing are prepared for this thing.
Yep. You need to be, like...
I didn't even know about this thing until 10 minutes ago. Like,
yeah, it's been growing in popularity, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some shows like Supernatural's had it in it. They say Stephen King's Pet Sematary.
You were going to say Pet Sematary.
Yeah, that's apparently got a Wendigo in it. I don't think I've ever seen the original.
Yeah.
I know the remake I saw and I'm not sure.
No.
I guess, like, when the spoiler alert, when the baby comes back, that's a Wendigo.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, to make matters worse, that it would eat you, you obviously can also become a Wendigo.
No.
Yeah. Now, that's a little kind of more complicated. You have to have your spirit be corrupted by greed or weakened by extreme conditions. So to like starving and cold. Like you have to be, I guess, kind of like at that point of desperation where you're like, I'm either going to die or I have to do something. Yeah. I have no other option. Mm. Or you could become possessed by a prowling spirit during a moment of weakness.
Lovely.
Yeah.
He's a real nice guy, this Wendigo.
It's a very great cryptid.
Just crazy.
The Wendigo, you know, earlier we said it could also be a spirit.
Yeah.
Well, it could enter you by biting you in a dream. And then it could turn, so it'll turn you into a cannibal, make you deranged or violent.
In your dream.
In your dream. The kicker is that you could be bitten by this thing when you were like 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even remember it. And then all of a sudden, 20 years down the line,
like human.
You start craving human. You start to get deranged and violent.
So you'd have no idea. Weird dreams. Like, you do not need to be telling me this.
Right? Yeah. Now you're going to have some Wendigo dreams.
No.
Just don't get bit. Whatever you do, don't get bit.
Yeah. Let me make sure I have my weapons on hand.
Now, there are three cases of possible Wendigo attacks.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, which is probably the most infamous case, is Swift Runner. He was a trapper from Alberta, Canada. He had a normal life, got married, had 6 kids. Things were normal up until the winter of 1878-1879, when starvation and misery for the Cree people was like hitting hard and heavy.
Yeah.
They weren't like ready for this winter. It came in and it just really was devastating to them.
Mm.
So it seems in this time of hardship, he was already in like a slump. Then there was a loss of his son that just put him over the edge and made him the prime target for the Wendigo spirit.
Mm.
So it possessed him. Pushed on all the thoughts of cannibalism until he succumbed to the thoughts and killed his wife and 5 other children, cooked their flesh, and ate them.
Oh. Whew.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
digest that
so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, some say it was Wendigo psychosis.
What happened to him?
He was arrested.
Oh, okay.
And he was arrested by the Canadian Northern Police and sentenced to death.
Mm.
They had him lead them back to his camp, and he kind of like wasn't taking him directly to the camp.
Yeah.
He was kind of like going here and there, and finally he took them there. They found the evidence of cannibalism.
That is crazy.
They arrested him, and he was actually the first person sentenced to death. Up there.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Wendigo psychosis is a term that was actually introduced into Western medical vocab.
Huh.
And they were saying that this could have led to that tragedy, but you can kind of make your own choice. Most likely, you're never going to know if he was possessed or not.
Yeah.
The other story of a possible Wendigo is Jack Fiddler and his brother Joseph. This is 1909.
Mm.
They were charged in the murder of Joseph's daughter-in-law.
Mm.
They strangled her because they thought she was going to become possessed from a Wendigo.
They thought.
She must have been like receding, like being a loner, being like separating from them and everything, and they were worried that she was gonna get possessed by a Wendigo. So they both just decided that, you know what,
nip it in the bud.
Nip it now. She won't have to become possessed. She can remain who she is in the afterlife.
Whew.
So They both were arrested. Jack ends up escaping and strangles himself. And for Joseph, also arrested, he ended up dying in prison from tuberculosis. So,
dang. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. There is one other story that for a little while people were like, oh, it was a Wendigo. And it was a person who boarded a bus, was taking the bus, I believe it was in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He was just taking this Greyhound bus somewhere. And then all of a sudden, like, something snapped. He attacked another passenger. The other, like, the people who weren't being attacked did try to help, but they were like, this guy's like way out there. We can't.
Too much.
So they all got off the bus and stopped him from getting off the bus. Mm-hmm. But before the police could arrive, he decapitated and started eating the other person.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was definitely more recent. I'd have to look up to get you the year. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, a lot of people will know, you'll know about this case. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but people were saying that this was he was a Wendigo.
Yeah.
And he finally like succumbed to the thoughts.
That is wild.
It was later found out that the guy had schizophrenia.
Oh.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Schizophrenia is a tough thing to deal with. And he had a break, and that's what caused this sad incident. Some of the, like, what's interesting to me with the Wendigo is that how we were saying earlier that they, if you were, like, weak and socially disconnected, so it was used to kind of, like, show and support community and camaraderie, like, we're only as strong as our weakest link. And like, if you become the weakest link, you're going to become a Wendigo. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to work and socialize. Like, you know, you don't have to be Mr. Popular or whatever, but you don't want to isolate yourself because this thing will come for you. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Like we said earlier, the Wendigo has been growing in popularity. It's in a couple shows.
Yeah.
There have been, some books about it, and so it's been more popular, I think, in the show Riverdale, when they hit that point where they're playing the Dungeons and Dragons style game, that monster that like keeps coming out. Part of me feels like that is based on a resemblance of a Wendigo. Right. I never followed through with the show to see what that thing was, but I saw the thing. So to me, it's kind of like, So picturing it and seeing it, I feel like it's been more prominent. Now that you know what it is, you've heard the stories about it, you'll start to see it like around more.
Yeah.
At least what it looks like. It may not be described in that way. It may not be a cannibal. It may not do any of that stuff. But like the way it looks to me has been out and about and around.
Mm.
Yeah. And
I never heard, I wouldn't have even known that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah, hey. It's after I saw it in Supernatural, it kind of became one of my like more favorite cryptids because I was kind of like, well, what, this thing is wild. It's
literal,
crazy.
Like, what did you call it?
A demonic Superman?
Yes, a demonic Superman. Yep. Yeah. That's a perfect description.
Super crazy, super cool.
Yeah, it was definitely
one of the, I think there's not a lot on it. You could dig deeper.
Well, yeah, because if you account, like if you interact with that thing, you're gone.
Yep. Yep. Or if it, you know, bites you or somehow finds its way inside.
Sorry.
There were some things in the articles that popped out and showed and said that you could also be cursed with it. Like somebody could summon the spirit and then send it and curse you with it.
Dang.
So this thing has a lot. There's a lot of
lore
and everything about it. It's a really, really cool cryptid, neat cryptid.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much sums up the Wendigo. So with that being said, we want to thank you guys for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, we plan on trying to release every Friday. And if you want, you can go and check us out on Instagram at
Ominous Archives.
X, formerly Twitter.
Ominous Archives.
Or if you have your own story you would like to share, or you just want to reach out to us, email us at
OminousArchives@gmail.com.
All right, guys, that's it for us. We'll catch you next week. See ya.
See ya.